Another thing that I had question about, how do folks in general in the Native community respond to kind of the cross-fertilization you do? I mean, because the U.S. culture is so big and so dominant, it's easy to feel like a tiny minority in terms of music or different culture, food, etc. Does it get accepted widely that you're kind of cross-fertilization in musical types?
That's one thing I've been afraid of and makes me hesitant of making music, making my albums, is like Red Christmas, that Warscout Red Christmas album, the first Christmas album we did. I was hesitant to do it because you go back home and it's so rich in round dance singing. Like, there's so many great singers and great songmakers up there. That and some that still are being sung when the song maker isn't with us anymore. So many that I look up to and admire. When I wanted to make, had these ideas for making songs about Christmas, it made me think, well, it's not the conventional round dance song, like about love, heartache. And that's basically what it was, round dance, but singing about, like, teasing about love or cheating or being hurt or. Mainly just about like love. And when I brought this up to my cousin, she told me, why are you making songs like that? Because she's a couple, few years older than me. And then she said, why did you make a song like that? Which caught me off guard. And she said that songs, round dance songs, are about love, which made me think like, well, maybe I shouldn't do it. And I talked to my wife about it. And after a while, I told my wife, I said, well, what I'm trying to do here is I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, like the relatives that have gone on. I'm merely just trying to open it up to just to show that there's different aspects of love you can talk about, whether it's about your children or a special feeling of seeing people dance out there. That's the love. Or Christmas. And I told my wife, I said, well, Christmas music brings me back to thinking about my dad, like me putting up Christmas lights with my dad in minus 25 degree weather, and that's something I'll always cherish. Or seeing my baby's first Christmas. That's the love I try to incorporate, not just love between man and woman, hugging, I want to hold you all night long, and just to show that there's different aspects of love. So that's what I tried to incorporate in a lot of my music. So I hope it's received well, and that's the main thing that made me want to do the music the way I do it. And, well, another thing, it's funny, is when I was unsure about making Red Christmas, I thought, yes, I want to do it. Yes, I have this idea. I have that idea. And then something would bring me down thinking like, well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't because I don't want to step on anybody's toes or I don't want to disrespect the round dance music from where I'm from, Saskatchewan. And then I'd be thinking, yes, I can't wait to do it. But then the next week I'd be, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Well, one day I was driving in Salt Lake City here in July, and I just happened to be thinking, driving, geez, I wonder if I should make Red Christmas. Maybe I shouldn't have any belts. And I happened to be driving by, and in that hot 90-degree weather in July in Salt Lake City, I happened to see a man standing at a bus stop wearing a Santa hat, just as I was thinking that to myself. Then I thought right away, I said, I'm going to do it. I said, that's it. If that's not telling me to do it, then I don't know what is.
Santa Claus in July,
Yeah,
huh?
it was weird. Like, just at the moment, I was thinking that I see that. I really hope that a lot of people, not only in Canada and U.S., but my community or the people that I look up to in other communities, like round dance singers, I hope that it gives them good feelings and it doesn't make them feel like I shouldn't be doing this because, like, I'm not in no way. Am I trying to hurt anybody's feelings? But I'm just trying to express the love and the feelings I had in some point or another, whether it's from a child being born or just a thought of like snow, falling snow or Christmas lights or something simple like that, just the love a person has for that.